In fact, freedom of speech does allow you to shout fire in a crowded theatre.
Oh, that's a classic example. You have trouble with that because I can't keep up with you young people's idea, yeah. But it used to be the classic example of limitation on the freedom of speech was that one cannot shout fire in a crowded theater.
Yeah, when there is no fire.
Well, no. See, you jumped ahead of me because, but people will say, it's the old statement, that freedom of speech does not allow you to scream fire in a crowded theater.
I don't get it.
Well, I'm sorry. It's standard thing.
How was that an explanation?
Well, if you just stand up and scream fire.
Fire, right, when there was no fire.
Well, but that didn't come up. What they used to say was, freedom of speech does not include the right to scream fire in a crowded theater.
Oh, that was one of their points
about...
That was
the classic.
Yeah.
It was a Supreme Court justice who said it. Well, I'm the only person. Now you're having trouble with it because I'm the only person who ever brought up the point. What if there is a fire?
Yeah. Right. So they were trying to make their points about freedom of speech.
What I'm saying is everybody always said that.
Yeah.
And the Supreme Court justice said that.
Yep.
And everybody said that. And I was the only smart ass who said, well, what if there is a fire in a crowded theater?
Yeah.
This is, I know this is not exactly what I say all the time, the line, but... What we're doing, it turns out that what we're doing is fighting for free speech, too.
Yes.
And we just are forced to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And sometimes when you are stating simple truths, you end up stating other simple truths.
Yep.
That's where I think a lot of our leaders have screwed up. Mm-hmm. That people need basic truths. And from that, people will figure out where they're being screwed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
You don't have to build a whole conspiracy.
As you say, the basic rights. We don't have our most basic rights.
Well, in America it is. It never was in Britain.
Mm.
They always, they have had this... The truth is no excuse.
Mm.
And if you're a college professor or something, that's sort of the danger in a statement like that is not obvious. To me, it makes my skin crawl when you say, just because it's true doesn't mean it's not damaging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you can't be jailed for saying it. Well, then where do you stop? Where do you start?
Mm.
You know? You can be jailed for saying anything. The question is how the other person takes it. And America is the only country on earth. And that was when they were still colonies. In the Zinger case, they declared a complete exception to British law.
Mm.
That if it's true and the politician doesn't like it, then you just give the politician the finger.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's absurd. And the fact that people accept it, they accept that way of thinking.
They don't know their own history, yeah.
Mm. But even today, that we, you know, with political correctness, or even if you want to express something that's true, as you said in the article about, you know,
especially today,
yeah.
This is the only country in the world where they won't step on it yet.
Mm. But yet, it is in a way with political correctness that, I guess legally maybe not yet in the courts.
It's
but
not legal yet.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is that is, in every country on earth, they have said that the truth is not a defense.
Mm.
It's the only place on earth where truth is a defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we got our rewrite down.
That's good. Shall I put it up?
Okay. Yeah.
The comment that you make in there about the, you know, I wouldn't want my daughter to marry a black man. Even today, that is still, you know, that...
Well, see, that is factual. I mean, if I, somebody asked me, would I want my daughter to marry a black man? Most white men would say, no, I don't want my daughter to marry a black man.
Mm-hmm.
In Britain, you can go to jail for crap like that.
Same, yeah. Same in Australia, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's one reason we don't need conspiracies. From an old American point of view, we're already there.
Mm.
You know, we're already things that we should be raising hell about.
Yeah.
The way that I got all the way around to this, are you finished yet? Or?
No, I'm listening. Keep going.
I was thinking about how am I going to start on July 28th, because I want to give them a lecture about the fact that we are at least allowing them to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Their only answer to us is you can't say that.
Mm.
Which is Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini, Franco, you name them. That was their answer.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and all of these people who say that's not freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Good, I'm glad you're putting some thought into it. It's certainly moving around on the web. You know, right. People are talking about it.
Yeah, so. I always get, because what I want to, I keep coming up with stuff that stops them cold, but I need for people to use it.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it's, the Chasing Down Whites is actually being used.
Well, in New Zealand.
If the guys on the Swarm are starting commenting that there is that they have been using it for a while, mm-hmm. trying it out. I think that the last article, you sort of took it to a next level in explaining about how to use it and the fact.
Well, it could be used all over the place. Just I'm totally out of touch.
Yeah.
I always have this problem of you're saying, well, you heard about it. No, I didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
I'm back here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying things that needed saying for 70 years.
Yeah.
And that's what you need me for.
Yes.
You don't need me as a grapevine.
No. Yeah. It has to be a better way to be able to feed the information through to you about what is going on. Because it is...
Well, I don't need to know what's going on.
Well, but you're upset or you're, you know, about that people aren't using it or not understanding it or yeah but
I'm
I think
upset,
it is.
So you just say, well, they're using it, well,
yeah,
Bob.
They are, yeah.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
But for the rest of it, what I have to say, that's one thing, is I'm tired to say the absolute least... You can say, I am tired, I'm exhausted. And the sooner you people can take this off of my back, the better.
Yeah.
So people don't seem, I think people have a real problem understanding somebody who doesn't want to be a leader.
Mm.
I was saying these same things 65 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, 60 years ago, let's cut it back. 60 years ago, yeah, that was when they passed the Brown, you know, the decision, 1954. I was already saying these things. I was a Southern nationalist already.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, the stuff that didn't make sense now is what didn't make sense then.
Because
I'd keep saying to people, well, where does this stop? And they would always admit it doesn't, and they'd talk about the end of the white race.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you call them on it.
Mm. Yeah.
They were traitors.
Yeah. For power? Like traitors for power? Or just traitors?
For different reasons, but a lot of Southerners wanted to be Yankees, they wanted to be... For the media to say they were enlightened, whatever.
Mm.
Treason. You see, I thought of it as treason. Nobody else did. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the other people like me did. But mm-hmm. it's still treason. There's nothing that's changed. Mm-hmm. You know, National Review grovels and grovels about being against the civil rights movement and all that. I stand exactly where I stood 60 years ago today. Mm-hmm. I want to know how you're going to save my race. Mm-hmm. That's first with me. And loyalty to my own race, loyalty to my own kind. Now, I did a lot for blacks, like any other Southerner, upper class Southerner. But giving them what belongs to us, giving them what is not theirs, what is not yours to give, was not what I did. I would also defend my own. Mm. And I want to know, where does this stop? I didn't mind people preventing lynchings, but you still had to have some local control, so the question was, how? Mm. How much power do you want? Which is the question any free person always asks. When somebody says, the answer to this is this, your next question is, well, how much power do you want? Mm. How far are you going to go? Mm-hmm. People say, something's got to be done. Well, okay, if you can come up with something that won't be worse than what we got now. Mm-hmm. The alternative, the fact that something should be done, is what they keep saying about awful situations. Certainly something should be done, but it has to be something that won't make things worse. Do I make any sense?
Yeah, no, that's, yeah. Yeah.
But this was what I was asking 60 years ago. Mm. You know, how do we preserve our race? Well, for Yankees, that was a silly question because they'd never seen a black in their lives.
Yeah.
You know, now they're agreeing to being overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I saw all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The progression of that.
Yeah, I saw that if you kept on the path they were talking about, you wouldn't have any racial control of your borders. Mm-hmm. I could see all that coming.
Yeah.
And I'm still saying the same thing. It's just that people are too scared to say anything. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.